Now, we have reached Twin Peak. You might have read this in the paper today. A new study has shown that more twins are being born than ever before. We now know that 1.6 million twins are born each year worldwide, meaning one in every 42 children born is a twin. Now, did you know that our Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, is a twin? President Michael D. Higgins is a father of twins. Later on, we'll be talking to Rosanna Davison. She had twins. And we decided to talk to Ireland's most famous twins. So John and Edward are on the line. It's Jedward, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, Ray. Good to hear from you. How are you?
Hi, John.
Hey, I'm on. Yeah. Good to talk to you, Ray.
Yeah.
It's nice that we're here celebrating the whole twins and everyone having twins and all things twins today on the show.
Yeah. And
I think it's crazy to think.
Go on.
I think it's crazy that like Micheál Martin is a twin because I only discovered that today. So I think today is a very informative day for twins.
Everyone's
and
researching.
I'm really, really proud of Rosanna Davison as well having twins.
Yeah.
I think twins bring a lot of joy to the world.
Yeah. So what does it mean to ye? Because I suppose to the outside world, ye are a unit. And is that a good thing or a bad thing, Edward?
I feel twins, it's a different experience depending on the twins. But us growing up, we were very easygoing. And our mom said that we never cried or anything. And she had a great time raising us. And I think everyone has their own experience. Like some people, you have a boy and a girl. It depends on the personalities. But we're very open with each other. And we have the chats. And we, you know, always be supporting each other.
Is that like people try to divide and conquer with twins. So it's like as twins, you're an ultra, a big force. And in school, they tried to separate you and stuff. But me and John have always embraced being twins. And it's good that like professionally, like our careers are being twins. So it's good that it all worked out.
And it's good we're the same age. So we experience things and do things the same, you know.
That's one of the characteristics of being a twin, isn't it? You're the same age.
Yeah, I know. In case anyone didn't know, you know.
Yeah.
Well, in all fairness, I am 10 minutes early, older. Yeah.
We ever asked by a music journalist, when did you first get together? When
the first time we got together singing music was when we sang Backstreet Boys, I Want That Way, the talent show. So that was it. We had a little chat and we're like, let's go
and
do
Ray,
this. Let's be pop stars.
I think that lots of people don't know, we once saw Saoirse Ronan at a premiere and we sang for her also. So like we've had loads of different experiences before getting onto X Factor. We kind of decided to get like blazers and ties in charity shops. So we made ourselves look like we were the business, but we actually weren't.
Yeah.
But then it all kind of just became our style.
Came together.
I'm just wondering, because I know you ran when you were at school. Athletics.
Yeah, we used to run a lot.
Still running.
Still running, good.
And I was running four times this week, Ray.
Well done.
Yeah.
People used to think that John ran half the race and I ran the other half. And then when we did the LA Marathon, there's all this conspiracy saying, do they do the full thing? So me and John, doing running, it was very competitive, but John was the better.
Oh, was he? That was my question, yeah. By much.
I feel like doing the sports does bring you together. And since Edward hurt his knee, I am better at running and more capable.
I am so jealous of John.
Right. So I wish
I could bend my leg the way he can.
Bend his leg.
What about the pranks? You know, because you're identical.
I think
obviously.
Pranks is an American thing. I don't think people in Ireland play that much pranks. But I feel like
get in the down low. So basically, in school, we used to be able to check in for each other. We're sometimes able to use the same passwords for each other. I think we kind of get away with a lot of things because people don't.
When I don't
want
to talk to the bank, he can talk for me. And pretend to be me.
I let on to be him. I'm like, yes, John Grimes talking. Because I kind of do all the business side of things. John is more creative and he does like guitar and he does a different songwriting, gets really into it. And I kind of keep everything rolling. You know, I talked to your researcher today.
You should be an accountant, Edward. You could do Ray's accounts there.
Thank you.
Thanks for the offer, lads. Yeah, thanks.
No
for the
problem.
Offer.
We'll give you a discount.
Thank you very much.
I'm only joking.
Is there a negative to it? You know, and I was talking there about ye being seen as a unit. That, you know, was there times in your lives when you go, I want to get away from John or I want to get away from Edward. I want
I
to be my own person.
The thing is that girls can't make up their mind which one they want. You know, you got to put yourself out there and just be yourself. And then at the end of the day, you see who gets.
Yeah.
The girl gets the princess.
I think it is hard because like sometimes there's this whole gimmick and this whole stigma with twins that there's an evil twin, a good twin. People love to talk about like twin telepathy and all these things.
Yes.
And it's like, okay, I'm over that. That's what we talked about when we were 12 or 13.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when you grow up, it's kind of nice to have your own identity. But then it's so weird because
the con is people always ask, what's it like to be a twin? You know, and you're having to explain yourself a million times.
Yeah, sorry about that.
But, no, it's okay.
Oh, no, it's
great we're here. That's why we have an excuse to be here today. Very thankful.
And you see, see, it's in the papers today because they reckon now that although the number of twins in the world has been increasing since the 1980s, that we're now at the top. And from now on, the number of twins is going to decrease.
Wow.
Yeah. Did you know, this is a fact for you, did you know the older the woman is, the more likely she is to have twins?
Wow. Oh, that's incredible. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't know that really until today. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know
Jackson have twins?
I don't know. I don't know.
The thing about it is we were born three months premature.
First, shut up, John, okay? On our first TV appearance, we were on the couch with Sarah Jessica Parker and she was having twins. And before she had her twins, yeah. Graham Norton was asking her, going, and we were like explaining about what it's like being twins. Yes. That was like our first experience talking about IVF and stuff.
The my favourite TV experience ever was with ye on the inaugural Vincent Brown chat show. Out in Ballymount.
Oh my! That was Edda was actually playing that clip the other day.
It was all over the internet.
Honestly, we didn't know what we were doing on there.
There was a few people who didn't know what they were doing on there. Yes, it was very entertaining. Is Vincent on YouTube?
Still going?
Vincent? No, he's not. He's still alive, but he's not doing his show anymore.
Get him on.
Yeah,
he might be a Santa Claus this year.
No, but every so often we do. I would love to talk to Vincent Brown, and if he's listening today.
He's always doing his research.
Yeah, he's a great broadcaster, great journalist, and a very interesting man. But
that's good.
Is that clip up on YouTube of you talking to Vincent Brown?
Yeah, of course. Brown?
It was trending all over TikTok. Yeah, it got like nearly a million views the week on. Yeah, you're there laughing like a mad joke. But Ray, the thing about with lockdown is that me and John, we've been thinking that maybe we might get a job in RTE, you know, like come in and say hi to you every day because we can't leave Ireland. So forget about international work or anything.
I think I said this to you before and maybe it wasn't on air, but if I had any power in television, I would have both of you on television in some shape or form. Because I think
you could have had your naturals.
Yeah, well,
number one mascot.
This is the thing that was said, right? This is the truth. You know, it said, well, Zig and Zag are Jedward. Jedward R. Zig and Zag.
That's our secret identities. We literally are sock puppets.
Yeah.
Ray, you'll have to have us on the Den.
We will. They say it's coming back in September and you will be our first guest.
Amazing.
Is that a
Ray,
deal?
The thing,
classic.
Yeah, 100%. Right, okay, right. Forget about all those conspiracies with Niall Horan and all that drama. That was totally blown out of proportion. Like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Now, you're going to sing, John.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Are you going to sing? Have you got a guitar there and everything?
Yeah, well, let's get on to it. Here you go.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So what are you going
to do?
I'd like to introduce this song.
Yeah, yeah.
Jedward are breaking up. This is the first time John has appeared solo.
Hold on. Hold on. Don't be scared. You'll never change what's been and gone. May your smile shine on. Don't be scared. Your destiny may keep you warm. 'Cause all of the stars are fading away. Just try not to worry, you'll see them someday. So take what you need and be on your way. And stop crying your heart out. 'Cause all of the stars are faded away. Just try not to worry, you'll see them someday. So take what you need and be on your way. And stop crying your heart out. Stop crying your heart out.
Ah, John, that was great. That was really lovely.
They told me to keep it short.
Yeah, no, and that was like that was from the heart. I was very conscious.
Ray, should we go into the second verse there?
That was John live from his bedroom. Congrats, John.
Into the second verse. You ready? Here we go. You ready?
Go on,
get
then.
Get
up. Chancer.
Come on. Don't be scared. You'll never change what's been and gone. 'Cause all of the
past us are faded away. Just try not to worry, you'll see them someday. So take what you need and be on your way, and stop crying your heart out. Stop crying your heart out.
Equally good, equally good. Second time round.
Well done, John.
Yes, well done, John.
You're through to boot camp.
Yeah, lads. I was very aware reading out that request for somebody for Mother's Day before you introduced you that, you know, it must be a tough time for you, Mother's Day.
Yeah,
100%.
It honestly is. Like even me singing that song, like I'm thinking about my friends and stuff who are going through similar things, you know, their dads aren't well and stuff like that. You know, you're just trying to give them that pickup.
Yeah, yeah. And this is your second Mother's Day without your mum, isn't it? Would that be right? Or third probably.
I don't know. It's just hard because I feel like with lockdown and everything, like your mentality is not the best, but I just kind of not delve too deep into things, just kind of... keep going.
You wake
it's really hard, but at the same time, I let all my friends and people know who have their mothers to appreciate them, because you never know what's around the corner.
Ever for everyone, like financially, mentally, everything. Like, the thing about it is that me and John have to keep going. We have to keep that spark alive. We're not getting any government funding. We haven't got any initiatives from anything in the music scene or anything. We have to keep making our songs, doing our thing. You know, like a lot of other people
keep
are getting
yourself up.
Yeah.
I'm looking at you here holding a painting done by Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, on Christmas, the 23rd, Ed Sheeran sent this massive crate, a big, massive wooden box. It looked like there was a giraffe
huge
in it.
Huge surprise. 20 screws to unscrew.
Right. And it's artwork that he's done himself, because he's like a budding artiste, and he's only done a painting for like a handful of people, so it meant a lot to us that he took the time out. And John and me are also working on a painting for him.
Right. Well, what's your relationship
like
with Ed Sheeran?
The one that we're doing for him.
It goes all the way back to the beginning of 2011, before everyone was like buzzing about Ed Sheeran. We kind of just like were genuinely had an interest. It wasn't like before he was selling out like Crow Park multiple times.
We hang out, we just connect. We have the chats for like hours on end till the early mornings about whatever it is. Because you know, when you're in the same industry, you can... Mm. You want an opinion on how to interpret certain situations and see each other's perspective on how to feel about it. So I feel like that's where we connect, and just the fact that we always keep it real. We're not trying to, you know, do a song with him or do this or that. We all just kind of, you know, just keep it easy going, as if we're just, you know, not even making music.
Everyone
like
always wants something from him, probably, and they always like are trying to big up things and trying to show off appearances. But me and John, we just kind of take down all those guards, and I think like we kind of have like just chill conversations where it's not like, look at my Rolex.
And you're doing a painting for him, sort of.
Yes.
Yeah, it's nearly done.
John, tell him about the painting.
Go on.
All right, I'll give you an insight. So basically, it's cats playing instruments. I have a cat playing the drums, a cat playing the bass, a cat playing the guitar, a lead singer, and like it's very interesting.
Yeah, on the drum kit it says Lyra, because it's for his daughter, so he can put it up in her room.
Yeah.
All right.
And we're going to do more paintings, but this is just the first one. So it's nice that we both got each other into painting. Like, we were talking about this like 2 years ago.
You need to get a nice painting painted of yourself and put it in the National Art Gallery.
No, you're fine. Thanks a million. I believe you're doing St. Patrick's Day messages for people. PlanetJedward.com.
Thank you.
Yeah, they're all sold
out. We're doing a lot of messages.
Go on.
I think it's nice to do these messages because it keeps you connected with the fans.
So what do you say? What do you say on the messages?
I don't know. You have a shower, you do your hair, you feel great about yourself, and then you're just there buzzing, having the chats, catching up with each other, and maybe sing a bit of Wonderwall.
Right, okay. That's great. So here's the plan. When the Den is back in September, you're going to be the first guests on. You're going to mind yourselves, finish your painting of the cat band. Yeah, for Ed Sheeran. And are you on TikTok, so you're working that, are you?
Ray, we're always doing stuff.
Not really.
No, okay.
No, we are. We're everywhere.
We work it a bit more.
Right, okay.
Everyone listening, you can follow us on Twitter at Planet Jedward or Instagram, JepicPics.
Right.
John, shut up. Follow Ray Darcy.
Can you not tell me to shut up? You're not in the Black Eyed Peas.
Listen, John, Edward, go off and have that little spat among yourselves. It was great talking to you.
Contact the head of RT, you know, yes, that radio show.
I will. Mind yourself.
We'll
stay safe.
Less,
see you. Bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.